Spin Fire in the Booth, But I'm Not a Rapper, episode 107. Drop it low, bitch. What? Hey, drop it low, bitch. Hey, hey, shake that ass, bitch. Hey, hey, shake that ass, bitch. Hey, hey. Okay, we're done. Episode 107 of the Purple Recording Spin Fire in the Booth, But I'm Not a Rapper. Absolutely stunning. If you're watching this right now, please be sure to like, favorite, subscribe, and send it to your fucking dog or your cat or anybody that fucking, that, you know, sort of likes you. Or don't, you know, in case you actually love them, you wouldn't show them this shit. It's completely up to you. We are at the end of the year. I know that's probably crazy to fucking hear. It feels like it was just January of 2020, for me at least. But we had one hell of a year. I'm gonna speak on behalf of myself on this one. What a fucking turnaround. What a turnaround. I don't think there could have been anything worse than 2020 ever, but just 2021 was a very good way for everybody to just stand up and look at themselves in the mirror and say, you know what, I can fucking do this. There's no, who is stopping me, eh? Who gonna stop me? Kanye West and who? Nobody. There's nobody that's gonna get in my way of what I fucking want. I got so much fucking done this year that I didn't even think was possible. For example, I finally figured out how the fuck I wanted to present myself as a video podcast. That took I cannot stress how long it took for me to actually just fucking think of how I wanted to just be, how I wanted to represent who I am, what this podcast means to me, and my personality all in one fucking thing, because it was that important to me. I finally did it. This is what I want. When I first came up with the idea of like purple room recordings, the color purple is more of a aura. It's not necessarily the color of the room. Like, I think if you paid attention, it's pretty obvious that the room itself isn't purple. It's the lights, all the lights and shit. And I'm just the shadow that's making the reason why these lights are here is to show my silhouette. That's the point. That, like, if it makes any fucking sense that way, that's the whole reason why I named it. When I made the podcast idea, I was in a dark room and the lights were purple. I couldn't see myself. There was nothing. I was literally a silhouette in a room with lights that reflected how I feel inside my heart. And that's what this is. Everything that I do to some degree has to be purple. In some facet of some way. You would think I would have more purple clothes, but nope, I don't. I have a full outfit of black and white, a full fucking cream colored tan outfit. Get the fuck out of here, believe that. I even have a full pink outfit. A full purple outfit is not on my, it's not on my roster for fucking drip. I don't know why. Don't fucking, you know, if you want to judge me, you want to call me a fraud, can't blame you. Let's talk about some things that happened during this year, though. I would just, like, let me just, you know, like, flex my muscles a little bit here, because I think that if we should all just be giving ourselves a round of applause, because fuck, I feel like we all went through a lot of shit. But personally, I, one, got this done. Two, lost 50 pounds. Yeah. Lost 50 fucking pounds. If I could show you how I used to look, I definitely would. But I'll give that some time. But god damn, I was out here looking wild. Listen to this too. This is important. If you're going to walk away from something, from whatever the fuck this episode is going to be, I want it to be this. Do not let somebody rob you of your health, because they will. They absolutely will strip you of what makes you, you, your life essence, the blood in your heart. They will take that shit from you and drink it like it's the most refreshing beverage that they've ever had, and they will watch you fucking bleed dry. Every chance that they get, I swear to God, if you're in a relationship right now, or you, fuck it, like it doesn't even have to be dating, and there's, and you feel, you just wake up and it feels like you're terminally ill, or the person that's with you just isn't reciprocating the same emotions that they once did, you don't fucking need that. No one needs that. No one. No one. No one needs that shit. Fucking useless. Tatakae. You're stronger. You too smart. You too pretty. You too motherfucking good. Your ass is too nice for people like that. You feel me? I just want you all to understand where I'm coming from when I talk about this. As somebody that's been in a, that's had a very interesting luck with women and just my own dumb fucking problems with dating, I think that I can say, like, you can be both a lover and yourself at the same time. The two do not have to be mutually exclusive. That's one of the problems that I always fucking had. It's either I can be myself and that's a problem, or I can love you and that's a problem for me because I don't get to fully be who I want to fucking be. You don't have to shape yourself for anybody. You don't. I had a good motherfucker, bro. Listen to this. I was just, there's a good man out there. Love him to death. We talk. This guy's fucking great. He gets it. He understands the same fucking path that I walk on. He does the same shit. He does things and he doesn't give a fuck what anyone says. So I went to him. Shout out to that boy, Chinny. I went to him. I'm like, hey, how do I? And then whatever question I asked him. And he's like, bruh, at the end of the day, I'll just say, I'm like, bro, I want to start making, like, listen to my voice. You hear this voice? I need to be making music. So I'm going to make a few songs. There, I said it. So I told him, hey, how do I get, because it's such an emotional thing. It's so vulnerable, putting your voice on a medium, especially singing, rapping, whatever it is. I feel like that's you embodied. So for someone that has always struggled with putting my emotions on display, or how I truly think on a canvas and just letting you see it, I went to somebody that's been doing it for years. So I'm like, bro, how the fuck, what is the first step? He's like, hey, at the end of the day, people are going to talk shit about you anyway. So you might as well just do what you like. And that's close to how I feel. If you're going to get hated for something that you like to do, then shit, become the beast that they want you to be. Fine, that's perfect for me. As long as we're all on the same page here, you don't fuck with me because I want to do and live a good life. Okay, fuck you then. Fuck it. Fine. Go over there. Sit down in the fucking in mediocrity if you want to just hate on people. Trash. But I have the luxury of no one really hating on what I do. To be honest, another thing that was a little heartbreaking this year. So many people tuning into the podcast just for me to kind of just go black and not give an explanation or not really say what the fuck was going on. The world shifted. I got thrown into an abyss for a minute. Then I came out, went back in, and I'm here. And now, hopefully, with the power that is invested in me, definitely, the content will be better. Like, shit, I just want to put out the best shit possible for me because I know what standard I hold for myself, and I know what standard you guys hold for me. So I want that to be just as high as it can fucking go. And there's never a point in time where I'm like, man, I'm not going to go back to that. I absolutely, every fucking day, thought about it. Every day. How can I make it better? What can I do? How can I stride forward for something that I fucking want? And you do it step by step, one day at a time. And it pans out. Don't fucking give up on your dreams. Don't do it. Anyway, segueing off of that, something a little more lighthearted. There's a website where you can get some really good cookie dough. And I'm going to show you, or I'm going to tell you about it at least. It's called doughup.com. Something around those. Let me see. Where is my phone? It's called doughup. And they have all of these delicious ass flavors. This is not a sponsor. It's called Dough HP. Look up Dough HP. And you can get just these insane flavors. Cookie Monster. Mint chocolate chip. Cookies and cream. It's cookie dough that you can eat. So I know a lot of people have the issue of, oh, cookie dough can give you worms. You're eating raw eggs and shit like that. They make this so all of those scary thoughts that you have when you eat cookie dough aren't there anymore. Oh my God, how fucking amazing is that? Yeah, I know. Use PR code. I don't have one because I just enjoy the product. Get this. I haven't even purchased anything from this company out of fear that I would like it too much. Because I'm like, man, because I already know the first time I eat one, it's going to be over. I love sugar. I love warm things. I love cinnamon buns, ice cream, cheesecake, pie, all that. Warm flavors, warm scents, bakeries. I want to get married in a bakery, no fucking cap. Just me and my fucking bride is probably going to be around that height. And she's going to say, I do. And she's going to put a piece of cake in my face. And I'm going to do the same to her. And then we're going to fuck on the floor while everybody watches. That's what's going to happen. It's going to be nice. If you want an invitation to that, email me and I'll send it out. But regardless, they make all of these beautiful ass flavors in cartons, like a Ben and Jerry's carton. They send it to you. You enjoy it. And the cool thing is it's dough. So you can, if you wanted to, make it into cookies, which is I think is pretty cool. Because the whole point of cookie dough is to make cookies. But you can either eat this as it is, as I think it's meant to be enjoyed. Or you can pop it in the oven and you make yourself some nice cookies. Got some milk and some head, got a blunt. And then it's a fucking good time. It's a real nigga body. It's a real nigga body. You know, whatever you want to do. For me, I'm not, again. I haven't bought anything. I just know it's gas. I already know it's fucking good. I know these fuckers put crack in it or something delicious. But that is my piece on that. Please check them out. DoughHP.com. They have a Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. If they don't have a TikTok, then I don't know. They probably should. Everybody should have one of those. I can't, okay, let me, this is something I've been struggling with the whole year. Every TikTok, this, TikTok, that, you should do this on TikTok and that. And I'm like, okay, fucking fine, I give in. I'll do it, fine. I'll just put the persona that people see on there, I guess so. But what I wanted to say is, TikTok is, the information is so quick. Like, you're able to get satisfied from videos so fucking fast. It surprises me. Because for someone that makes a medium that's like an hour and some change long, 30 minutes long, it's crazy for me to think that you can just compartmentalize information in 30 seconds to a minute and you get the same, or not the same, but you get satisfaction from watching something so cool. If you can be funny in 1 minute, 30 seconds, that's, or 30 seconds to a minute, that's fucking genius. Vine had the right idea. Be funny in 7 seconds, and it was so fucking possible. 30 seconds, and people get elaborate on TikTok too. Like, they're fucking good at this shit, bro. I like that. And believe it or not, if you're not savvy to how this app works, it's extremely fucking powerful. The stuff that you're allowed to do on TikTok is nuts. Right now, if I wanted to, I can go on TikTok on my PC right now and stream all this, which is, I think that's fucking bonkers. I have a Sony A6000 camera. I have a Cam Link Elgato right here. I have a full setup, it's the whole kit and caboodle for shit that you need to just have a podcast, right? And I can put this on TikTok if I wanted. I think that's really cool. That's pretty nuts. It's pretty miraculous. So congratulations to them. It's obviously fucking working. It's the number one social media platform right now. So, you know, why not? Pretty cool. Oh shit, look at this. Look at this thing. It's a lantern. The candle is out, so I can't light it for you. Maybe, just maybe, if you're good, I'll light it for you next time. I also have a skull with a raven on it. That's, you know, ancestor shit. We talk about that another time, baby. Yeah. I was also thinking about how, so with the setup, let me break that down a little bit too. I was thinking, oh, maybe I should do it sitting down. Maybe I should move the fuck out of the way. Or what if I turn on a light? Or what if I have this ring light right here, and then I have a soft light directly behind my camera. And I noticed when I turned both of them on, or one of them, or one or the other, I got the video quality would be pretty ideal for what you would think for a traditional podcast. Like, it looks nice, you can see my face clearly, there's background lights and shit like that. The problem was, you were able to see my face and it just looked dark. I would rather it just be a silhouette of myself versus you see me kind of. Like, I wasn't getting the product, the visual that I wanted. And then I had to go into the audio settings, and I'm like, fuck, it's not, it could just always be better. I don't know if that's me being a perfectionist or having standards. The line does not blur, or the line blurs too fucking often for me now, because I know that it can always just be a better version of what it is. We put standards on ourselves because we know we can go higher. And again, I want to give you the best thing that I can offer. You know, fucking my voice, my looks, my body, anything. Anything and everything. Give it to you the best. Drink water. It's also something that we're lacking on. You'd be surprised how many 20-something-year-old cocksuckers don't drink their fucking water. Are you stupid? You gotta drink that shit. You fucking need it. Dude, this fucking kid. What is that that guy that went big, fuck your life, bang bang, bro? I don't know what the fuck that is, but if I hear it again, I'm not kidding. I'm going to go into Walmart. I'm going to order five cakes. And all of them are just going to say bing bong on them. And I'm going to throw them at people. And the next time I hear that bullshit, my man, I get it. It's funny. Okay. But fuck. Enough is enough. We don't have to do this anymore. We don't got to do it all the time. Jesus. Bing bong. Fuck your life. Okay, man. Hey, fuck my life. Cool. Next. Can we do something else, please? Please and thank you. Oh, I've also became a man of Jesus in my creative hiatus. Yes, I am also a proud member of the Hoodville community now. Bro. All jokes aside, that guy, I want to meet him, man. That nigga is going crazy. Oh my fucking god, like he's the poster, or future's like, his persona is the poster boy of the toxic boy that every bitch wants to fuck. Like that's who he is. But Hoodville takes it in a way of like flipping it, and instead of it's the toxic boy that like looks good or whatever the fuck that is attractive, it's the mad nice guy. And it makes him feel like he has leverage. It's fucking gold, bro. Every post. I call it my Bible study. Oh fuck! I have on your Instagram. You have close friends, so whatever. Every time I see a picture of Future in a caption, I'm like, oh shit. So I take it, I post it, and people will give me the most. People will fucking give me the most like interesting perspectives on how they feel about what the fuck like was just what they just read about it. And usually they're not, it's not even in a joking way, they're just straight up just fucking, they're mad that some girl didn't want to fuck them, you know. it's like, dude, we get it, right? But that's his audience. I love that shit so much. It's so fucking funny. What was the one I seen the other day? This nigga said, you can't give me pussy as a gift. You can't give somebody a gift. You can't gift something that's already been used. That's fucking horror. You can't say that, dumb. You can't say that. You can't. That's so fucking wild to say. Can you imagine if you were a girl and you were like, hey, I'm gonna fuck this guy for Christmas. Like, cause he's you know, like, why not? You never just give somebody sex for no reason. Come on. We all of us have. And he's like, nah, I don't accept used gifts. Bro, damn. Women have to go through too much bullshit. Oh my god. Oh, I know you probably can't see. Actually, hold on. I don't think anybody knows. So if you're watching this podcast, yeah, I got dreads. Let me shake them. Yup. Fucking gas. Oh shit, man. I just wanted. Let's also put that out there. We embrace dirty minds here. That's the whole point. Purple is a color of seduction. Let me seductively touch this lamp. Ooh. Nice. Let me touch this one too. Ooh. Nice. There you go. Yeah! You gotta be a little, you know, you gotta move your hips a little. Gotta shake it out. You gotta show them what the fuck you got. Show them your goods. Gotta deliver that ass. Not all the time. But you gotta deliver that ass. Sometimes. Sometimes, you know, you can, you know, just get away with a little, you know, a little bit of this. Then a little bit of that, you know. But sometimes you gotta, like, just, like, Magic Mike, rip off your pants and just show them the fucking, you know, that fucking hog. That's what you gotta do. I don't make the rules. It's just what you have to do. Hey. You disagree? Fuck you. Get a humidifier. I have mine right here. What's up? What's up, baby? She's nice. Love it very much. Ice. Motherfucking cold. That boy, he a phantom. Rest in peace to Young Dolph, baby. Goddamn. The Virgil 2, holy shit. I was, that whole time, I was thinking, like, it's always a thing when the year ends. The year just somehow, some way has to just take a few important people out of our lives, whether they be, you know, personal, you know, genuine personal connections to us or figures in the media. For me, my person that, you know, got snatched away at the end of the year was Young Dolph. That hurt so much. I love his music. I love his music. He's a proud father, loves his mama, takes care of his kids. He talks really good shit. He's a good fucking rapper. Died in his own city in a bakery. Broke my goddamn heart. I had no idea how to react. I didn't even know that, like, what the fuck was going on. When the report came out that he died in a bakery, apparently, allegedly, he was buying cookies or baked goods for his mom, and he was gonna bring them to her, and they pulled up on him and they fucking gassed him in there. That's some bullshit, man. In your own city. If you get the opportunity to just be who you want to be and it works for you, and, you know, on the off chance you actually get to embrace that to the fullest extent because you got so much love for that, people will love you, right? If you just want to be who you are and stick to those guns, people are, oh yeah, I fuck with them. But the very second that something happens, you get big, you start making money, you start talking to somebody that's, you know, that knows someone and they know someone and they know someone, and all of a sudden you're hooked up with something pretty cool. Then it's like everybody all of a sudden wants to turn sour against you. Why? Because I applied myself? Because I was tired of living the life that I was? Fuck that. That's what happened to him. That's what happened to all these fucking guys. Staying in this, I can't relax in the same city that I did this shit in. You were there when I was coming up, but all of a sudden it's a problem. My man was fucking 36 years old. Why the fuck is he getting shot in a goddamn bakery in his hometown? That doesn't make any goddamn sense. Where's the humility? Fuck. And Virgil, may he rest in peace. Oof. It's cancer, man. You never fucking know. You never know. And when you do, it's always that. It's the, you know, it's, they call it a silent killer because you don't know. And when people do find out about cancer, it's a death sentence. So even if it's like malignant or you can just get it taken out, you don't mention it to people because you don't know how bad it'll get. You don't know if it's going to come back. You don't fucking know. And such a, you know, inspirational person in the art industry that got ripped away at such an insanely random time, it seemed like, you know, outside looking in, obviously, you know, we don't have the means to be in his everyday life. So it was surreal to see someone that contributed that much. For the love of God, Kanye brought that. He took a chance on him. And even before he was bigger, when he was on his way up, nobody believed in this man's art. Fucking guy made Off-White. Crazy talented. I honestly don't even know that much about him. I just know the art style that he had. Nobody was fucking with for some reason. And look at what he accomplished. A lot. Stay true to who you are. Be who you want to be. I swear to God, you'll feel better. And people will just, they gravitate to you. I don't know. People like people who want to be who they are. Sometimes it's because they're afraid to be who they want to be. And sometimes it's because you bring something out in them. Either way, it's a win-win in my opinion. So, for this very short podcast episode, because this is like the beta for much greater things, if you're supposed to walk away from something, I want you to know, because the year is coming to an end, that you can do it, There is absolutely fucking nothing on this earth that you can't do. You can fight, claw, scratch, bleed, tear at anything, and you will get it. You just have to fight hard enough. If something comes up, you deal with it accordingly. Adapt and overcome. If I can use myself as an example, I would like to do that. Honestly didn't fucking know that I would ever come to this point in the podcast. I never planned on making a video podcast. It was all of you that convinced me to do this. I didn't want to, but seeing how much feedback I got to do it and actually seeing everything come into fruition, it gave me this feeling of like, fuck, you really can just put an energy out and you get it back. You do this, you get it back. So if I can just give the same thing back to you because you helped me so much, I want you to know that you're capable and there's nothing that you can't fucking do. And so, hey, I don't want you to, fuck you, nigga. I'm gonna do whatever I want, bitch. Regardless of you, what you gotta say, what you gotta say, what you gotta say, all you motherfuckers can eat dick. You ain't paying my bill. I'm paying my bill. Spitfire in the booth, but I'm not a rapper. Performing recordings. We coming back live, strong and hard. What did I say? One of the episodes I'm hitting you guys with lightning, claws, teeth, and dick. And a little bit of thunder, but that's the four other main things. You better be ready. 2022 is going to be one hell of a year. I'll see you guys soon. Peace and love. Goodbye.